and about 12 or 14 miles I was about. But she's still here.
Okay.
I see her some, but not half as often as I'd like to. Since I have retired, I don't drive a car anymore. But you know, my friends have retired too.
That's right.
And we all of us sort of have sunk into the background. But a very happy, pleasant one. When we meet each other, we are all delighted to be together and to talk together and to know everybody.
Right, right. And the younger ones have taken it up and followed
on. In our
time,
Savannah was not as blowed to place as it is now. And the tourists business and so forth came after Walter and his crowd discovered the old Savannah. Rediscovered, I guess I should
That's
say.
That's right.
And
have you been involved in any other groups or clubs? Other than the historic Savannah?
Well, I was a member of the UDCs, and that is the United Daughters of the Confederacy. And all my family went back to the days of the Confederacy. Great-great-grandfather, I guess it was. Anyway, he was a general in the Confederacy, General Floyd. And there is a monument put up to him in Camden County. All my people came from Camden County. My father's mother was English, and the Fosters were English, the Fosters and the Hiltons.
So she was actually from England?
She was born in England reared in England. And her family they came over here to build a... They were interested in the lumber business, and they were... And they came over here, and one of my ancestors, well, there were two brothers, and they were the first engineers in the Confederacy. I mean, that was their title, first engineers, in the Confederate Navy. They built the Georgia, which was the ship that was built, and it was an ironclad. I think it was one of the first ironclads in the, and I know it was in America, the first, in the Confederacy. And it was destroyed by its makers. It was sunk, and it's still in the Savannah rubble.
Is it?
I guess it was one of the first in the world. And when the Yankees came by rail, and they were advancing on Savannah, and they knew that if they got into Savannah, there was no way of saving those boats, and the Northern Navy would take them over. And so they sank their new boats there, and everybody in Savannah, including my grandmother, Foster, and all of them had contributed to help build that boat. And before it had been launched, but it had never been in